all the way from Studio 312 in the beautiful Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico. It's that gentleman known across the country and various parts of Europe as the man who brings back the nickel soda pop. The man who, with the sideburns and the endless supply of the most sincerest smiles, your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. And he's here, right now, on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, wouldn't you know it, that's me, Jason Kirkman, and I'm indeed so glad to be here. I've got some great music lined out, and I certainly hope you enjoy all of the tunes. One of my affiliates recently said that if you enjoy good old music and encouraging words of wisdom, then this show is for you. Now, I never claim to be a wise man, but I lack no pride in telling you that I certainly have a bit of common sense. That being said, I do try to inject a little motivation here and there during the show. I'm no Zig Ziglar, of course, but I do tend to get so happy that I could eat a banana sideways occasionally. Everybody needs a little motivation now and then, don't you think? Well, I hope I can give you a bit of motivation. I hope I can force you to crack a smile or tap your toes. Maybe, just maybe, you'll even snap your fingers a bit. Let's see, shall we? This is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Hello. Oh, hello, Jim. Yeah, just walk in myself. Yeah, they're gonna tear the old courthouse down. I hit it in town just before I left. Municipal building, they say, is gonna be put there. Yeah, bigger and better all around. No, they ain't gonna have no voting on it. They're just gonna tear the old courthouse down. Oh, I reckon so. I hate to see it go. Why, when I was just a boy in my teens, Pa took me to town for the very first time. And that was the first big building I'd ever seen. I got the license there to marry my woman. Paid tax on my first piece of land. Voted the first time right there in the hall. You know, that old building sort of helped me to grow up to be a man. Got the children's birth certificates there. Yeah, they're all living but one. Yeah, it was the big war we lost him. The rest of them was married. Got little time for the old folks. Reckon that new building's for them. Yeah, it's gonna take up the whole square. Won't have no yard. Yeah, right out in the street. Won't leave no room to argue religion or politics. Or the champion checky players to meet. Now that they're tearing the old courthouse down, it seems like I'm losing a friend. By golly, that building ain't no older than I am, Jim. I guess our way of life come to an end. What'd you say, Jim? Oh, sure. I'll meet you in town. Saturday, like always, yeah. Out there in the street, I guess. By then, the old courthouse and the whittling benches will be gone. Won't be nowhere to sit down and rest. Yeah. All right, Jim. Be seeing you. Oh, Jim. Before you hang up. You know, if there's an everyday place in the promised land, just an off-duty congregating ground, I reckon I'd be happy with that old courthouse yard where the Lord will say, welcome. Come on in here, you fellas, and set yourself down.
That was Walter Brennan with The Old Courthouse. Here's the Drifters with Save the Last Dance for Me.
You can dance every dance with the guy that gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand underneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget. So darling, save the last dance for me. Ooh, oh I know that the music's fine like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, night. Save the last dance for me. Ooh, baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I would never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, go carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he walk you home? You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me.
Fort Bragg, North Carolina, declared an emergency this last Halloween when one of its soldiers had the brilliant idea to arrive for a Halloween party on base dressed as a suicide bomber with realistic-looking canisters and a wired vest. Gates to the post immediately went into extended lockdown and a bomb disposal team was called. The soldier's name was not released. Tommy Rowe with Dizzy. Here's Chuck Berry singing about that great national treasure, Route 66.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, Jack, take my way. It's the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to
St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks ooh so pretty, you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingsman, Warsaw, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this kindly tip? Jack and take that California trip. Get your kicks on Route 66.
As I think of all that's going on in the world today, I think of Anne Frank when she said, "Think of all the beauty still left around you and be happy." You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
I got to tell you all about these two kids down there years and years ago before the automobile was known at all about any at all, some in Louisiana. And I got a friend back there many years ago. I've known these two boys since they've grown up. I didn't know them back then. This was before my time, believe it or not. He had two little boys just 14 months apart in age, one of them 12, another one 11, and they don't want but one thing in this life, and that's a shooting gun. So they'd help their papa shoot them gooses. And they say, "Papa, please get us a shooting gun." Both of them want a shooting gun real bad. And he said, "Look, you don't know how bad time are. Them mush rat don't get in the trap. Them coon don't come eat nothing. I can't get no fur. Time is bad. And fishing ain't worse than doggone. Ain't nobody around to eat that, except us." Well, they just worry him all the time, and he make a pretty good season on his trapping them mush rat down there. Then he decided he got enough money to bought one gun. And he told him, said, "Look, okay, now I'm going to get you one shoot gun, but you must not fight over that." "Oh, Papa, we will not fight. We'll took turn, I guarantee." "Oh, no, we will not fight. Some, none at all, ain't it?" He said, "Okay." So he haul off there and go get him a once-old 10-gauge shoot gun. 36-inch barrel. The hammer looked like an ear, so big. And they so proud to get that, and they get that gun, and man, we're gonna go shot something, but they're not having the shell, so they went and stole some of their mama's hen egg and traded them hen egg for some shell. And they got back, and it's too late in the season to hunt them gooses, so they decide they're gonna hunt lapin. That's rabbit in French. And they go to where the hill of Louisiana just stopped themselves, and the marsh started itself, because they know there's some rabbit there and some good one. And they there, and he looked for them rabbit, and here come the first Model T car, the first automobile they never saw before again in their life. Just running, lickety splits down them road, fast, 20 mile an hour. It ain't nothing but a dirt road, and it was raised a cloud of dust you can see for 10 or 9 mile, I guarantee. And the little boy asked his older brother, he said, "What that is, brother, huh?" Brother say, "I don't know, but when he brought himself by, I'm going to let him have it. I'll get on." He said, you go hide behind that big pine tree over there. When he passed, I'm going to let him have it. But little brother go hide behind the pine tree, and this man come by in that Model T Ford, and that boy lowered that 10 gauge and blew. Well, the man run off the road, turn over on one of them little bitty hills, and he jump out and run just as fast as he can. And the little boy come run back and say, did you kill it, huh, brother? The brother say, I don't know, but I made him turn that man loose. I'll guarantee.
Well, here's a strange story from Australia. Daniel Darrington was spared a murder conviction in October, even after admitting intentionally shooting Rocky Matscassi at point-blank range solely to relieve his suffering. The Melbourne, Australia jury decided that Matscassi, in pain from an earlier accidental shooting, was indeed already dead when Darrington shot him. However, under the law of the state of Victoria, it is still attempted murder because Darrington believed that Matscassi was still alive when he pulled the trigger.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that pussy named Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales, come home, Speedy Gonzales. How come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili pepper.
Your dog is gonna have a puppy. Enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt. I smell some perfume in your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back here. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down at the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
I'd like to take a moment just to thank all of the stations, and I'm just going to do it real briefly, just all in one lump sum. I don't usually do that, but thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kurtman Show, and I'd like to thank you, the listener, for being a part of this great experience with me. To check out all of the stations that carry the Jason Kurtman Show, of course, go to jasonkurtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and click on all of the links there on the left at the top of the homepage. Also, while you're there, check out the blog. Send me an email. Let me know that you enjoy the Jason Kurtman Show.
Oh, my baby.
That was Elvis Presley with My Babe. Here's Johnny Horton singing about that place way up north.
Way up north.
North to Alaska.
Way up north.
North to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Away up
way up north,
north
to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land
for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Way up north, way up north, way up.
Once again, it's time for me to head on out for a while. I have a lot to do today. I'm thinking about making some mac and cheese later on, mixed in with one of our local favorites. I'm talking about green chili. Have you ever had green chili? It's delicious. Here in southern New Mexico, you can order it on just about everything. Chicken, pizza, hot dogs, even lasagna. The food here is great. I'm also going to spend a little time with my son today as well. Don't forget to spend some time with the ones that you love, especially those kids. Make some everlasting memories. It's so important. And I'd like to thank you again for listening to the show. It means a lot to me. Don't forget to check out my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Oh, and I'm on Facebook too. Just look for the Jason Kurtman Show. I'm going to leave you with the sweet and soothing sounds of one of the greatest pianists ever to hit the recording studio or the stage. I'm talking about Mr. Floyd Kramer. Here he is with On the Rebound. And speaking of On the Rebound, I'll see you next time on this wonderful, fantastic station.
Thank you.
very proud to say that the Jason Kirkman Show is produced in beautiful southern New Mexico. We'd love for you to come and visit us. We'll show you around, and we'll feed you some of the best food you'll ever taste. Learn more about us at alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of these websites are linked at my website at jasonkirkman.com. The Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by today's FullerBrush.com, proud providers of cleaning products for the home and business since 1906. Today'sFullerBrush.com.